It's a submission of a petition, and it's head for us and maybe around our words. Is there Mr. Smith? Is there a petition? Will you please present the petition, please?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Excuse me, Mr. Smith. Sorry to interrupt you. You have a few minutes. Keep presenting.
The petition shows concerns of many residents that this is the wrong scheme at the wrong time. Cobham Bridge should have been first. Even those who know the scheme to go ahead, people want to know when the council will get around to do something about Cobham Bridge. In the meantime, the council should recognise that it has done badly at communicating and engaging with local residents about the latter scheme. The council must learn to do better. But I have said that at the moment, some things have been approved with information from the council members.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. After leader to respond to that, please. Your three.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your petition. I just want to check in that I've not got a lot to say for the members of the group. I mean, all I understand is you're asking the council to recognise the strengths of opinion in the petition and commit to a more open, transparent, and long-term approach to engaging with islanders before major decisions are made. I've got that correct. I can see you nodding yes. Thank you, Michael, for that. Let me start by saying, whilst we have a broad list of things that we do, I seem to recall you were at the meeting that we had at the Medina Theatre, which I said I would attend and leave. I think I saw you there. Whilst only 28 people came to that meeting, I think there's a possibility, had we had it earlier, we'd have had more than 28. So that tells me, and I remember a lady there herself saying, this is a really good thing to do, couldn't we have done it earlier? And I think there's a fair comment there, in my view. Sometimes we think we get it right. I was thinking of examples where I could tell you. Fishbourne Lane and the work that we've done down there, really good piece of communication. Model Wall, the Undercliff Drive and the survey. The St Mary's, we'll come back to. The West White and the schools. So the council, I think, does do its best to communicate effectively. I gained the message from that meeting that we could have done more sooner, and I think we should say, yeah, we'll take that away. I was actually disappointed, and I'm sure there's good reasons, but Councillor Garrett actually cancelled the Camp Hill meeting because I was hoping there'd be another chance to communicate. Even Island Roads acknowledged having done those presentations and the information that we put in the county press, which a lot of people have seen, that has been really positive for people. So I think the lesson learned there is when we do have a major scheme of that nature, and I'm sure we will do, that we really think about how people receive information. We all think they read social media every day, or they read county press, or they read Observer. Frankly, I think there's an awful lot of islanders that don't do that, and I appreciate that we need to think a bit smarter. So actually, I thank you for your petition, and on behalf of the council, I'm happy to accept it. At the end of our members' comments, I'll be happy to sum up, but I appreciate you coming along today.
Thank you very much. Members, we've got 15 minutes to ask any questions. Councillor Garrett, you want to ask questions.
Thank you, Chair. First, I'd like to start with what the council just said about cancelling a meeting, which will be tomorrow. I hope I misunderstood what he said, but I have not cancelled that meeting. It is a consequence of general election period. You may not be aware of that.
No, I wasn't.
I would be very pleased if you could go ahead and we're looking at other ways of doing that. I thought you weren't aware of that, so I just wanted to make sure that correction was on the record. Can I thank the Council for what I refer from him is a reflection upon how things could be done better. And I think that evidence of that was holding that other public meeting. But he will recall that February's happening, I was pushing for a lot more engagement at that time. I don't want to rehearse all of that. What we have here is a petition that does show that we're genuinely concerned about what has happened at St Mary's roundabout, and they remain concerned. And I'm immensely grateful to Mr Smith for organising the petition and allowing this to be aired tonight. There are emerging concerns which could have been addressed with a different engagement process. Some of them are now being addressed. The rat running camp, we're finding some way forwards on that. The difficulties for people who live in the Orkney estate getting home when the advice diversionary route would take them 4 miles down through Carisbrook and Gunford to get home, when actually they would normally take only 300 yards to get there from the roundabout. We've had traffic loss in where I live, in Honeyhill, trying to find a route that does not exist because the signage is not good enough. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to persuade council officers that better signage would have helped sort that out. We're seeing a bit more responsiveness to issues. We see the new signs now saying, advising people to queue in 2 lanes rather than one. We're British. We don't like to jockey in on each other. So it's those sorts of things. And that's good. That's a sign of things beginning to become more aware. Queuing, though, of course, is terrible. As I went to the cows last night, I was astonished at the length of the queue. In some places, but very slowly, up to the and probably beyond the park and ride. I didn't go in that direction, I went the other way. I've got that 3-4 miles of queuing. The effect on our environment must be terrible, but the effect on people who haven't put up with that must also be pretty terrible as well. And what we must be open to is, even if there aren't ways of necessarily changing that, is to be very aware that we can learn from this, be very, very open to people when they raise things. It may be just one person raising a concern, but that may be because that one person has been exercised enough to do it, but that probably means there are 50, 60 others who either don't have faith in the council's willingness to respond to concerns, or their lives are just too busy, or whatever. I'm sure other colleagues will have views on that. But one I will finish with, and I think this is extraordinarily important to recognise, is that there has been an impact on businesses in that area. Businesses along Forest Road, and also businesses, well, two who have contacted me, have been affected by the way in which the blanket double yellow lines went down in the riverway in the state. All of these things are to be learned from. Thankfully, I hope there won't be another St. Mary's roundabout scheme on the top similar of its size in the next couple of decades. But if there is, or even any smaller centre, we must learn from these things. But I'll be interested to hear what other colleagues have to say about what their inboxes have recorded as people's concerns.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Lillie, Mr. Stevens, I think.
Yes, I respect my Newport colleagues in their action over this issue. But I think that I want to raise the fact that the wording of the petition is very important about engaging with islanders across the island about making decisions, and particularly about road infrastructure and actually planning that. In Rye, particularly, which is the area I represent, residents are furious about the fact of various developments, and actually there isn't joint up thinking about road infrastructure and engagement. They get actually angry that they're often have been called NIMBYs because they've raised issues. We should respect our residents more and their expertise in actually having a two-way discussion of how to resolve and actually get the kind of infrastructure that we need, that we can go to work, we live, pay our children to school. And I don't think at times there is that real engagement. And lastly, as the Vice Chair of Scrutiny, when we were in front of Island Roads and Highways, we didn't get all the answers to the questions that actually we asked. We were told that we were commercially sensitive, but we still are actually expecting answers. I expect officers will come back, but we represent people who actually are frustrated by being in the kind of traffic, horrendous of traffic, and our roads at times are not fit for purpose. They weren't built for some of the kind of expansion and developments that we need to do, perhaps, but we're not actually really consulting. And the last point was actually made by Councillor Garrett about social media. a lot of my residents are of an age where actually they don't do Facebook or social site. They need a good old-fashioned newsletter. They need a local community meeting that they can easily get to. We really do need to think how we communicate with our residents in a way. So I totally support this petition.
Thank you, Kat. Thank you, Councillor. I'm going to keep it brief. We've only got 15 minutes combined between the two of you. Steve, Councillor Price, you're next.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, I'd like to thank Michael for his petition, which I was happy to sign and support. I was made it quite clear that I was against the St Mary's Junction from the beginning. I must admit that I attended a number of briefings on this. I've been to quite a lot of meetings and briefings on this subject, and we looked at the revisions all the way through. The downside of this is that it just wasn't communicated to the public, and that's really what this is all about. And I'll say it again, I have the run risk of repeating myself, but there just would not have been so much opposition to the council scheme at St Mary's if the public could agree that it was the hub of all the problems in Newport. It just isn't. We understand some of the other reasons why it needs to be done, or it's been decided that it needs to be done. I still don't agree with it. However, it's happening. We're not going to stop it now. I'll go as far as to say I think the guys working on the project are doing a particularly good job. I think they're working with a pretty tricky area to deal with, and clearly the traffic issues that are occurring around there is causing a lot of issues for people trying to get to work and home and school and so on. But you know, this is the single biggest infrastructure improvement in the last 20 years. We should have had a public meeting like we had at Medina months before when we did. So I acknowledge that you're listening to that, leader, and hopefully if there's anything like this crops up in our time, we can make sure that those meetings are held in good time so the public can have their voice. But I want to sort of take something positive, if I can quickly, just to say that the good thing for this, from my perspective, is that we will actually have an experimental period at some point with the likes of Hong Kong's Bridge, and I think that's a really positive thing. So thank you,
Councillor Price. Because it's popular for five people to speak, if you're going to be very brief, Councillor Aker.
Thank you, Chairman. I think this is a petition, I think, that should affect all constipation on the island and anything that the council actually does. I think, particularly in my area, with the island plan, we've done a lot of consultation around that. There was a lot of stuff that went out before. We, and as a result, we consulted twice as long as we originally intended. We've had over 4,000 comments have come back, which have been sorted through, and we'll be looking to go back out in March. So I think that is a part of things that we actually need to do. I think we could take some evidence from that, because we will actually be making some significant changes to the local plan when we consult on it again in March.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Love.
Thank you, Mr. Smith, for bringing this petition. It simply reinforces the message which we've been delivering all summer about communications right across all services on the island. I just want to pick up just one small thing that Councillor Gallagher said, that nothing's likely to happen at this scale in the next decade. Actually, I'd like to see Coppins Bridge committed to in the next 2 years, please, because that's what the people of this island want.
Okay, Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Chairman.
Sorry.
Better communications. We need much better advance notice of works potential. Better advance notice of works. Any works that can cause potential disruption needs to be communicated by. I think one of the problems that I have with St Mary's was I was told by officers that this consultation, these public information sessions, weren't going to happen. Now, as councillors, we should be making those decisions, not officers working on our behalf. And I think one of the things I would like to see this council doing is actually members having the guts to actually say to officers, you may want to scrutinise this a lot more effectively than you are so doing. And that was the issue that we had with St Mary's Roundabout. And I think it's the same going to happen with the Arden Plan as well. So I think we need to be much more robust in that screening, Chair. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Brown. Councillor Brown.
Very quickly, Chair, the last major roadworks around Newport was in my ward on St George's Way. There was plenty of advance notice of it. I was involved, as was the Vice Chairman of the Council, Edmonton, and indeed argues is a balance between our ward, as was Councillor George Evans. There were grumbles, but it worked very efficiently. We delivered the roundabout by Aster, we delivered the Y on St George's Way, because we consulted and we talked to people in advance. I got about two complaints during those works, which overran by 4 or 5 months, as I remember. So just be aware, if you think it's going to be Christmas next year up there, you're living in Cloudberry Land, Island Roads will not deliver this by Christmas next year, given how badly they dealt with the Aster roundabout. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Brody. Councillor Lisa Wilcox.
I won't repeat my criticism of the scheme, because that's already been done. It wasn't until we had a very small briefing that I requested the team to break down into manageable date chunks and change the mapping to a simplistic form. People don't understand 200 yards east and west junction of the north-south. I mean, it was ridiculous what the public were expected to understand when that scheme first went out. And if I would say anything, it would be communicate in a simplistic way, because that was the original scheme that we had, there was no way of getting that through to the public. If I couldn't understand that, I didn't expect the public to. So if you're going to continue, communicate in a simplistic form. Thank you.
Thank you. 1 minute left for one question. If nobody's happy, I can ask the leader to sum up. Leader, you've got 2 minutes to sum up. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that. Just to correct Mr. Levy, I didn't mean to this, but I think me that raised the social media point, but it's in line, I think. I listened to what Councillor Brody said. I think that's a very fair point that he makes around there's a good piece of work on that. I don't know how much time I've been overrun, that's interesting. I'm sure Councillor Ward will now take the challenge and see if we can keep up on that, because 4 months after that would be a very interesting month. The cons, I, at this stage, I think I want to thank, he's in the room, Martin Neville in particular, our comms officer and the team for those what I call the very simple maps. But I think what they did make us realise that people need to just be able to see simply what's happening. They don't need all the detail that the technical experts have got, and certainly I've got one on my wall just to remind me what good should look like. And I think that's good. So I'll thank you, Martin, for that publicly. Cottage Bridge is a challenge. You know, it's a challenge. There's been many leaders before me, and they've solved it. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't try, because actually it does need convenience, and there are a lot of initiatives. And just in relation to Councillor Garrett's point about decades, I'd like to think that the Medina Bridge will appear before then. I'm over once unusually agree with the Council of Love, there may be some other exciting things. So there we are. I think overall what we want to say is we did a lot of good communication. There's things we could have done better. We're acknowledging that as a council, and we will take that away, and we will try to keep up to the standard that we've got. And I just thank everybody for being patient and what we drew our letter of this.
Thank you, Leader. Petition will be presented by Mr. Smith. Petition motion reads that the Council resolve to recognise the strength of opinion and petition, the privilege to a more open, transparent, and long-term approach to engaging with islanders before major decisions are made. Those who wish to vote in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28,
29, 30, 31. Thank you. Those against? That's 31 for. Every member voted for that. Mr. Smith, it's carried. Thank you very much. Thank you. We've gone to item number 5. I've done the reports.